Good morning. Happy New Year 2021. Amen. So welcome to the Covenant Church this morning. If you're new here, just visiting, and you need information, be sure to just ask someone, either someone next to you, one of the pastors. We're more than willing to help you. Notice this morning, for one thing, my sister was looking for her envelopes, and I'm like, I don't know. Well, they're right back there. So if you use envelopes to take your donation with, by all means, get your envelope after service. Thank you for that. Okay, are there any other announcements this morning? No, we don't, other than our busy week we have ahead. One second. Pay attention to what we have coming up. People who need to get their annual reports done, get them done now, if you haven't. I know a lot of them have probably come in. Ruth's been busy. So please deal with those, because we have a meeting coming up on the 24th. Mark that one on your calendars for our annual meeting. And Ken. That's awesome. We own four cats. Yeah, that probably won't work for us. Just saying, we'd have pieces everywhere. yes, by all means, go down and take a look at what's available. Joan, bring them back so somebody else can.
I have an announcement.
Yes, Antoinette.
If you haven't taken your poinsettias yet, please take them today, or I'm going to take them and give them away. Thank you, because we don't want to throw them away.
You know, that's exactly what my kids told me to do. Donate it! We have like five in the house. It's red everywhere. So it's absolutely beautiful. So let us begin with our intro in your insert in the calendar.
You were forsaken. Rise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you.
Please pray with me. I'm going to speak some from David's Psalm 36. He knew who his God was. Your mercy, Lord, extends to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Your righteousness is like the mountains of God. Your judgments are like the great deep. Lord, you protect all of us, little animals to your best and greatest creation of humanity. How precious is your mercy and your grace, O God. And your people take refuge in the shadow of your wings. Your people drink their fill of the abundance of your house, and you allow them to drink from the river of your delights. The fountain of life is with you, O Lord. In your light, we see light. Lord, I just thank you that you're our everything. There is nothing else that we need. In your abundance, you provide for us above and beyond what we ever could even think of. Thank you, Lord. Let us pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Please be seated.
Good morning. Our first reading is from Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 6, on page 602 in your pew Bible. The ingathering of the dispersed. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, in thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nation shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. Our second reading is Matthew 2, 1 through 12. That's on page 783 in your pew Bible. The visit of the wise men. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." The king Herod heard this. He was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I may also go and pay him homage.' When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Good morning. Would you join with me in prayer? God of grace and truth, in Jesus Christ you came among us as light shining in darkness. We confess that we have not welcomed the light or trusted good news to be good. We have closed our eyes to glory in our midst, expecting little and hoping for less. Forgive our doubt and renew our hope so that we may receive the fullness of your grace and live in the truth of Christ the Lord. Amen. Now let's take a moment to bring our confessions before the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are faithful and true to hear your people when we call upon you, Lord. That you will forgive us when we truly come before you and we humbly repent and seek your forgiveness. I thank you, Father, that through Jesus Christ our Lord, we are made a new creation, and that as far as east is from the west, you will remember our sins no more. Help us, Lord, to walk in your light, to walk in your ways and seek your truth all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Come on up, kids.
Thank you.
beautiful song of praise and worship. Come, let us adore. When I was a kid, I loved going to the Adler Planetarium in Chicago. You saw a star show, a big sky show, and they taught about the planets and alignments and all the way back to the time of Jesus. They could prove it in the heavens, and you were laying back in these chairs, so if you didn't fall asleep, you had a great show. And I think I went two or three times as a kid with school. You know, school's bringing you there, and you're learning about Jesus and the star of, what do they call it? The Star of Wonder was the event there. And it was powerful, very, very powerful. But we had a great conjunction in the sky, December 21st, a couple weeks ago, right? And it was, I didn't see it. Maybe you did. I know there were a few local pictures, but online, it was powerful. I showed the kids on Christmas Eve a picture. I still have that by my office. Just incredible, beautiful, brilliant. And this Christmas star has not happened for over 800 years. And this was a great conjunction, the brightest one.